Welcome to the Vibe Lifter podcast. I'm Tish, one of the Reglan Food co-founders, and I'm here to help lift your vibe with inspiring stories from people out in their local communities doing good mahi. So settle in and let's meet our guest of the day. Today, we're chatting with Dana Gray, co-founder of Mind, surfer, artist, and Reglan Food Co.'s wonderful new head of sustainability and culture. Greetings, Dana.
Kia ora, Tish.
It feels actually kind of strange in a way to be interviewing you, but also good because I'm sure I'm going to find out lots of new things. So to start off, I would love to hear a little bit of your whakapapa and what led you to being now based here in Whangaroa, Reglan.
Kia ora, Tish. Lovely to be here today. I walked all the way from my desk, which is about 10 metres away.
So convenient.
So convenient, this podcast. A little bit about me. So my ancestors whakapapa to Ngāti Porou ki Haratonga, which is up in the beautiful Coromandel, and also to England. I grew up in Rotorua. I really enjoyed my time growing up there and still have a lot of my family living there. And in my adult years, I've lived in a combination of different places. I've spent about 6 years living in the US, moved back to New Zealand and lived in Wellington. And then when COVID came around, my work began to be remote. And so what that allowed for me and my partner was to really question, like, okay, we don't need to be in a physical office environment every day. Where would we like to be? At the time, it was winter and the mountains were calling. And so we moved down to Wanaka and enjoyed an awesome winter down there. And we really enjoyed it. However, it didn't quite feel like home. So we put on our thinking caps, looked at a map of Aotearoa and said, okay, where to next? Where might be our next destination is home. And so my partner and I both really enjoy surfing. Mm-hmm. And so Raglan was an obvious one to be top of the list. We made our way to Whangaroa Raglan about 4 years ago, and it started feeling like home pretty quickly. So it feels really, really great to be part of this community, which is full of extremely inspiring people doing extremely inspiring work while being hugged by the most beautiful environment here and lots of playtime in the surf as well, which is really great. So very proud and happy to be calling Raglan home now.
Yeah, it's lovely to have you here. I like that description as well, being hugged by. Yeah, that's a lovely way to put it. So you're in the mushroom world, which is fascinating. So what is Mind and how did it get started?
I am part of the founding team of Mind, and Mind is New Zealand's first scientifically backed native New Zealand mushroom supplement business, and we are based here in Whangaroa Raglan as well.
Around the corner, right?
Yeah, from the factory. Just around the corner.
Our neighbours.
Yes, there is a lot of mushrooms growing, about 200 metres that way. Our business started and is really the brainchild of Sean and Emily from Mushrooms by the Sea. So Sean and Emily have a gourmet mushroom farm here in Whangaroa Raglan and have been growing mushrooms for about the last 5 years. And they know the ins and outs of things when it comes to mushrooms. And so Mind is a bit of a brainchild of theirs. And so it started with my partner, Fraser. He has had a real passion for mushrooms. When we first moved to Raglan, we saw a little clipping in the Raglan Chronicle. In the classified.
Fantastic read.
Yes, fantastic read, local newspaper. And it was promoting the Raglan Horticultural Society's upcoming event, which was to include a talk by a mushroom expert. And so at the time, Fraser had a big interest in mushrooms. And so we're like, let's go along to that. It was a meeting that was maybe at like 11 a.m. on a Wednesday. So we shifted around some of our other meetings so that we could come along. We came along to the Horticultural Society meeting, had a really great time. Unfortunately, it did go on for quite a while and we weren't
They're able, very passionate at the Horticultural Society.
Yes, they are.
I spoke there a few weeks ago.
it did go on for quite a while and so we didn't get to hear the mushroom expert speak before we had to leave, but we introduced ourselves to this lovely guy called Sean and said, hey, we'll come and catch you another time. We ended up meeting Sean later on that day and that really struck up the friendship between ourselves and Sean and Emily. And last year, Sean and Emily approached my partner and I about doing a research project as to see what the market demand would be for native New Zealand mushroom supplements in New Zealand. And the reason being is that 99% of other mushroom supplements in the industry are grown overseas, imported into New Zealand, repackaged and distributed here.
Yeah.
And we wanted to see if there was a demand for a local alternative. And so we did a research project with Sean and Emily, the results from that really showing that there was a lot of people in New Zealand that would love to be purchasing a local alternative. And so what came next for us was starting a business with Sean and Emily called Mind. And so we are now one of the very few supplement companies on the market here in New Zealand that's providing a native New Zealand mushroom supplement. And that is the mushroom that we are focusing on at the moment is called Peke Peke Kia Ora, also known as New Zealand lion's mane.
Wow, super cool. And it comes in a powdered form because I've got it at home. But it's in a little glass jar, right?
Yes, so our first product on the market is a powdered form. We take the mushrooms through a dry heat extraction process, and that allows all of those rich bioactives to be really available once we and the consumers are using them. Mm-hmm. So it comes in a powdered form at the moment, but we do have some ideas about how else we might present this wonderful mushroom in the future.
Exciting. So how do you think mushrooms can play a role in, I guess, both human and planetary health, right? Because they come with all these different benefits.
Yeah, it's a great question. And there is a lot of mushroom knowledge out there, and there's also a lot more questions to be answered as well. When it comes to our mushroom, so Peke Peke Kia Ora, native New Zealand lion's mane, we have been able to identify that it has the same two key bioactives as the international variety, so those being hydrocinones and erinaceans. And what that allows for on a human experience level is increased memory, focus, cognition, nerve growth factor, so a whole bunch of really rich brain-boosting activity from the mind mushrooms.
And then on the planet side, I don't know if you've delved much into this, but I know a lot of people are really passionate about soil and then the impacts mushrooms have on the soil structure and mycelium's workings and and under the ground. I don't know, is this something that you've been exploring as well, or have you been mainly focused on the human nutrition side?
Absolutely. The power of mushrooms is extensive, as you've mentioned, mycelium networks. So mycelium networks are under the ground, and a lot of people will know this to be the wood wide web. So they are really the communicators between trees, allowing nutrients to be passed, allowing communication to be passed between all of these organisms. And they're really part of that holistic structure of our environment and really connecting. And in terms of the impact that mushrooms can have on a planetary aspect, so fungi or mushrooms are really known to be an important part of maintaining a healthy ecosystem. They really help decompose organic matter, recycle nutrients, and support plant health and growth. And what's really interesting to know is also their key role in carbon sequestration.
Yes.
So fungi play a really critical role here. For example, say mycorrhizal fungi, they form those symbiotic relationships between plants and trees and helping them absorb nutrients. In turn, this helps to store that nutrients within the soil.
Wow, so clever. Amazing what they're up to under there. Now, what are some of the most exciting innovations or products Mind is currently working on? You mentioned maybe putting it into other formats. Is that kind of what you're mainly focusing on? Or are you looking at putting other products in the range, like other, I don't know, flavors or varieties?
Yeah, I think what's front of mind for our team at Mind at the moment is getting more research done around our variety of mushrooms. So we've done some initial testing with Callaghan Innovation to prove the presence of some of these bioactives. And we're wanting to really double down on that and go to the next level to understand two sides of things. So we really want to understand the Matauranga aspects around Peke Peke Kia Ora, being a native Tonga species here in New Zealand, and then also doing some research to understand the efficacy of the mushroom and really what are the cognitive benefits of taking Peke Peke Kia Ora Native New Zealand Lion's Mane. So we're really interested to and excited to be kicking off this research program soon. And that's definitely front of mind. And in terms of different products and things like that, so we have some, have some new products coming out soon and definitely interested in the functional food space. It's fairly new here in New Zealand, but if you look around the globe, especially over in the US, you'll find a bazillion different products that look at including mushrooms into their products. So, you know, thinking about things like mushroom chocolate bars and mushrooms and everything. So we're excited to be exploring in the future the functional food space.
Yeah, so many options. And then, I don't know, are there any fun mushroom facts that people might not be aware of? I know I was quite shocked actually when Fraser, your partner, told me that button mushrooms and portobello mushrooms are exactly the same mushroom. The portobello's just grown for longer. I was like, what? How is this possible? I never knew that. I thought they were different.
Yeah, there are so many facts out there. If anyone's ever having a bit of a boring day, just Google mushroom facts and you will be amazed.
Surprised and delighted.
Surprised and delighted. They are very interesting. So one thing that I find pretty interesting is that the largest organism in the world is actually a mushroom. It's a large mycelium network over in the US in Oregon, and it's the largest organism in the world, which is pretty amazing. Whoa. Yeah. And it's been alive for It's a long range. No scientists have been able to be too specific on it, but it's known to be between 2,000 and 8,000 years old.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's pretty interesting. Another thing that is really interesting as well is that, yes, we do know some things about mushrooms, but there's also so much we don't know.
Yeah.
And that actually 90% of mushrooms have not been classified.
90%?
90%.
Wow. Yeah. So we know very little about mushrooms.
Yeah, we know very little about mushrooms. So there's still so much left to be explored and exciting to watch this space because they're definitely starting to get the attention of more people, which is great.
We need more of these research projects.
Mm.
Switching gears now into Raglan Food Co. So it's lovely having you as part of the team now, and I'm excited to have you hopefully as a future podcast interviewer as well as part of your role, not just interviewee. What are some of the sustainability or culture initiatives that you're most excited about that you're getting to do in your new role?
Oh, kia ora, Tish. I am so stoked to be part of the Raglan Food Co. crew now. Some of the initiatives that I'm really excited about. So when joining Raglan Food Co., it feels so great to be stepping into an organization that is already doing so much good in this world. As an organization, we're, you know, B Corp certified, Toitū climate positive, and there's a bazillion other things that we're doing that are really using business for good. And I'm really proud of that. And so some of the initiatives that I'm excited about is really just continuing to improve. So there's so much that we are doing in the sustainability space that we can be really proud of. And it's taking that magnifying glass and saying, okay, how can we continuously improve and what more can we do? So I'm really excited about that aspect. And one part of the role that I'm really excited about it as well is because it is based here in Whangaroa, Raglan, and Raglan is the place I have chosen to call home. I feel really excited about the initiatives that are going to make me more immersed within the Whangaroa community. So there's things like the Raglan Community Fund and the Vibe Lifter program, and as well as many of our other regular donations to different causes and charities around the community. So I'm really looking forward to connecting on a deeper level within the community and giving back to this community. It's also so great to have a job that is based here in Whangaroa, and I get to come to work and it's filled with Raglan-based people as well. And so I'm excited about the culture piece of this role, and there's so much that people are already saying in terms of how good it is to have a job here at Raglan Food Co. And I love coming to work. And so continuing to push boundaries when it comes to that, you know, what else can we be doing as an organization to really make this fulfilling and fun work for our team? And so to be able to lead that work is such an honor.
Yeah, and we're very lucky to have you doing it. It's a win for us. And you're already a fellow foodie, so that was another great part about having you come into the role, because you sort of understand quite a lot about food. How do you see your experience with MIND influencing your approach at Raglan Food Co? Is there any sort of synergy there that you've thought, oh, this is going to be quite cool feeding this into it?
What I can take from my experience at MIND is that one of the key pillars to our organization at MIND is sustainability. So we really wanted to be able to provide a local alternative to what's already on the market. And so that focus and that lens on sustainability is something that I'm definitely also bringing into this role here at Raglan Food Co. As obviously Raglan Food Co. are champions when it comes to sustainable business. I would be wrong to ignore just that Raglan vibe, like as another Raglan business. Yeah, there's a certain vibe to Raglan businesses. We have an entrepreneurial spirit. We're quite fearless in trying new things. Let's get innovative. Let's be creative and come up with some big, bright ideas. And so over at MIND, that's definitely the mentality that we have. And so it feels great to be joining the organization here too at Raglan Food Co., who also share that entrepreneurial spirit and vibe to thinking outside the box and what can we do different. Because if we just continue to follow the textbook, that's not going to be good enough. So let's get some creative thinking going.
And that leads perfectly into my next question that I had for you, which was around, the role that business plays in exactly what you're talking about. What is the next iteration? What's the future of communities, climate change, social impact? Like, what role does business play in all of that?
I could be asking you this question, right? Because I think it is so much part of the essence of Raglan Food Co. has been, as a business, how can we be serving people and planet? And so I'd also love to ask you this question, Tish.
Not today. I'm in the interviewer seat.
Not today. I think part of it is that community aspect of it. For example, Raglan Food Co., right? Like, we can really support the community here by providing fulfilling work, providing back to the community. That might look like our team have regular volunteer days where we're able to go and support those local initiatives within the community. It looks like regular contributions and donations back to organizations within our community. And I think really being a champion for our communities, and I think Raglan Food Co. do that so well. And when it comes to people and planet, I think business needs to take responsibility. The responsibility really should be on businesses and corporates to really be the role models to their wider community, and the responsibility shouldn't have to lie on the individuals. We can definitely promote individual action, but we need to be leading by example. And if we can be leading by example in the workplace, then that ripple of effect is massive. And the impact that we have as an organization can be so significant. So I think it's critical that businesses are leaders when it comes to sustainability and social responsibility, because if we're not, then it's a lost cause, really.
Yeah, it shapes so much, doesn't it? I'm also a little bit curious about some of the other things you've done in your career, aside from mushrooms and now being here, because this was one of the things when we're sort of looking at CVs coming through for the role and we're like, wow, she's done a lot of different things. And one of the things that that stood out was the accounting side as well. So you've been involved in quite a lot of startups, you've done accounting and for some quite large firms like Ernst & Young. How has your background in accounting influenced the sort of entrepreneurial journey? Because those are two quite different types of people, you know, one might think. So yes. I'm curious about that.
We all have different chapters of our lives, don't we?
Yes.
And sometimes it can be quite surprising to other people that we have these different chapters. And when I do tell people about the chapter of my life where I was working in corporate America with my blazer on and my pumps. And I was working as an auditor over there for a large worldwide organization. And at the time I was working on clients that definitely didn't align with my values. I was working on some non-renewable energy clients. I was working on some plastic manufacturing clients. I even had a weapons client.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. I mean, we're talking, unalignment with values for sure. So, I definitely strayed far from the authentic Dana path. I learned a lot. And since that experience, I worked over in the US and also back here in New Zealand as an auditor and accountant. And I soon realized that I was looking for a lot more fulfillment in my work. At the time, I wouldn't say I was oozing with self-confidence.
Right.
And so I sort of had limited myself to the belief that maybe I could work for an organization that's cool and I could be in their accounting department. This was kind of the extent to my self-belief at the time. And fortunately, had a series of different opportunities present themselves that allowed me to test out what the entrepreneurial world looked like. And so at the time was part of an accelerator program down in Wellington, which was a really good taste tester of what different work might look like. That was a really eye-opening experience for myself in terms of understanding that, hey, I actually have an abundant amount of skills and experience that aren't just limited to my university degree. And those could actually be really useful in a career and in other work. And so hence started the journey in the entrepreneurial world. And so, I would say that experience in my corporate life really lit the fire in me to find work that felt more in alignment with myself and also that fostered the skills and characteristics of myself as well.
Yeah, that's so interesting. And so having gone through that transition yourself, what sort of advice would you give to someone else who is looking to leave the corporate world and get into something more entrepreneurial?
Back yourself.
Yeah.
I think a big one would be back yourself. I think I diminished my self-belief or self-confidence in a work capacity to the skills that were on my degree or just the job experience that I'd had so far. And so I soon learnt that I was so much more than that, as is everyone. We have these full lives that are full of so much different experiences and skills and exposure to different skill sets. And so my main advice would be back yourself.
And go for it.
Yeah, back yourself and go for it. And I know there's definitely a level of privilege that comes with that because it's a risk. It is a risk to
Leaving the stability behind.
Yeah, leaving the stability behind. And I did that at a time when I didn't have any dependents. I had limited other responsibilities. So I was really just caring for myself. And I know that's definitely not a reality for everyone.
Yes.
But hey, self-confidence can be used and backing ourselves can be useful to hear in many situations. So
yeah. And kind of speaking to something you were saying earlier about different skill sets and the sort of breadth that people have, do you prefer to work with sort of opposite types of people with opposite skill sets, or do you like working with similar people? I'm curious as well because I know you're working with friends in mind and you're working with your partner. How do you kind of juggle those dynamics?
Yeah, it's an interesting question. I really enjoy working with people that have different strengths and have different personalities. And I've been in some teams where that has worked out so well. One founding team that I've been part of in the past, we all did a bit of a strengths finder personality sort of thing. And we fell in each of the four quadrants.
Oh, amazing. You had the perfect blend.
Yes, it was the perfect blend. And it was very essential for us to communicate early on about that so that we understood how each person worked and what's the best way of communicating with you and with me. And so how do we play to those strengths as well without being blind to it all. And so I really enjoy working with people with different strengths, and it's so important, or else like we would all be applying for the same jobs.
Yeah, exactly. doing them in the same way.
Yeah. And doing them in the same way and not seeing a different lens of things. In saying that, I really enjoy working with my partner. I really enjoy working with friends. There's a definite fun side of that as well. And yeah, even working with friends, it's not like my friends have we have the same strengths as well. So, you know, balance out in that respect as well.
Yeah. So it's just communicating, really. Being like, oh, I prefer to do things this way. Oh, you prefer to do things that way.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I'm making it work for you both.
Yeah. And really recognizing each other's strengths as well.
Yes.
Mm.
I know that you are a bit of a personal development fiend. Well, that's my impression anyway. You always love learning something. You seem to be always off to some sort of class or learning something in the community. Is there anything that you're currently reading, watching, listening to, or maybe studying that you'd like to share or you think people might be interested to check out as well?
One thing I'm learning at the moment, which is probably less personal development and more personal fun, is I've recently started pottery classes.
Oh, yes.
But one aspect of it that I'm really enjoying is that it's really honing that sensory skill. And is quite meditative and really helps to get out of the mind and be very tactile, and having a tangible outcome is really nice as well. I think I do spend a lot of time on my computer.
Yes, and, as do I.
And so working with my hands is something that I'm really enjoying at the moment, and it's very humbling.
It doesn't always work out, does it, with pottery?
It really doesn't.
It shrunk by half.
Yeah.
I now have a saucer instead of a plate.
Yes, it's very good for unattachment and intention settings, but holding things loosely and all of that. There is many learnings, so I think
it's basically Buddhism.
Yes, it might be better learning than a personal development book, maybe. It's teaching me a lot.
Yeah, no, I hear that. Pottery is hard. I've only done a little bit, and I know that. Yeah, no, that's great. It's been so nice chatting with you and so fun to kind of interview a friend because I found out all these things I didn't already know, which was great for me. And also just amazing to have you and Fraser here and part of the team and just have these, good quality humans living in Raglan. It's awesome. So, yeah, thanks for making the time to chat. And we'll be chatting more offline.
Yeah, kia ora, Tish. Thank you so much for the kōrero and the conversation. I am stoked to get to connect on a work level now as well as friends. So, yeah, excited for the future of collaboration together.
Yes, bring it on. Thanks for listening to the Vibe Lifter podcast. We hope that tuning into this interview has lifted your vibe. Check out raglanfoodco.com to learn more about the people and projects we're stoked to be supporting. A body's a true hobby, the one to shake the sun and down. I follow through with the dish that you play.